And one of the things I was nervous about when I started with the PhD weight loss program several years ago was, how will it impact my travel? How will it impact my ability to enjoy, for example, Super Bowl Sunday? It was during my program. It turns out it was easier than I thought. And for that and much more, we welcome in the founder of PhD Weight Loss, Dr. Ashley Lucas, who makes her illustrious return to the program. Dr. Lucas, great to hear from you. How are we doing?
Great to hear from you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks to you.
Great.
Ben can attest. My lunch habit's very different these days. My energy level's very different these days. Let's talk about the holidays for a little bit, because everybody's thinking about January and, oh, we're going to put on weight and we'll take it off. Everybody's getting gym memberships they're going to get. But you are giving people a different way. Why is that so important?
Yeah, you know, people are hesitant to get started on a weight loss and wellness journey through the holidays. I call the holidays the feasting season. We don't think that we can improve our health or even drop weight through the holidays. That's not our focus, when I believe it should be. You know, research shows that it's much easier to actually maintain weight than it is to drop weight. And I think oftentimes when it comes to the holidays and eating in general, we don't think about the long-term outcome of the food that we're eating, right? We think about the short-term outcome. Oh, I'm going to this cocktail party. I want to have a drink because it feeds my immediate needs. And then the next morning we wake up and think, oh my gosh, why did I do this? And I think the holiday season is a long party. And we can actually get through this season while thinking about the long-term impact and enjoying ourselves as well, and not having to then go ahead and drop 20, 30, 40 plus pounds. I've also found that people really enjoy getting started on our program, because then they can learn the skills to go through the holiday, feel healthy, feel good about themselves, and still enjoy. I mean, wouldn't you say, Kwok, that you enjoy the holidays still when you were dropping weight, and now while you're maintaining your weight loss?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, one of the things I was worried about was Super Bowl Sunday. All right, I've enjoyed the Super Bowl a number of ways. How's this going to go? And I went to a Super Bowl party, and everything that I ate was part of the program, and I felt great at the end. I felt like I had a good time. I enjoyed it. I had energy throughout, and it was awesome. And a lot of people say that. Like, a lot of people are scared to go on the program, Dr. Lucas, because they'll say, well, what if I just, like, exercise a little more? What if I'll just change a little? I just eat a little less. I know you're the metabolism reset system, it sort of covers that, but why is that a misnomer? What are people missing about the science behind their struggles with weight gain and weight loss?
Yeah, the body, which you alluded to, is so much more complicated than just calories in and calories out. We've been told for so long that if we want to drop weight, we just need to eat less, and all of these new GLP-1 drugs work the same way. They just reduce your appetite, you're eating less, and therefore you will drop weight. However, this is not a sustainable way to go about it, because the body is much more complicated than a simple in and out equation. It's about shifting your metabolism and healing your metabolism, like you said. You know, the way we eat and the foods that we do eat impact our body. There are certain foods, and when we eat them, they will have the body secrete different hormones. And these hormones are what tells the fat cells to either burn fat as fuel, which we want, or to store the food that we consume as more fat, which is happening for most of us. So what we eat and when we eat it is actually much more important than just the calories in and calories out perspective. Like, for example, another thing is, people think that all calories are equal. They're the same. It doesn't really matter. But if you ate a breakfast all of bananas versus just eggs, the physiological response will be quite different. The person who ate just bananas for breakfast is going to have hunger and cravings and will eat more throughout the day and will have a bigger struggle with dropping weight and keeping it off than the person who ate the eggs. The eggs are maybe more calories, and so people would say, oh gosh, I can't eat all those eggs. It's more calories. It doesn't fit the calories in and out method here that we've been told. But really, the people who eat just the eggs are going to have more fullness. They're not going to have cravings. So they'll ultimately eat less throughout the day, and their body will get into this sweet and safe state of fat burn. And so that's really what we're looking at. At PhD, we look at the types of food you're eating, when you're eating it, and really help you to reset your metabolism so that you can drop weight effectively, efficiently, and ultimately keep it off in a really actually fast way. So that's really what needs to happen when we're dropping weight. We need to look at the metabolism, how you're eating, the type of foods, and when you're eating.
Visiting with Dr. Ashley Lucas, the founder of PhD Weight Loss. Really appreciate her partnership for several years and what she's done for me and for so many. We continue to get testimonials from folks who are on the program and update us. We always appreciate that, people sending those in. All right, we talked a little bit about the myths associated with weight loss. Are there any other ones that you wish people would have clarity on before they start, or maybe fears that people have that maybe that your program sort of addresses?
Yeah, there are quite a few. So all calories aren't equal. The type of calories really matter, and this is how we see people reverse their type 2 diabetes and their high blood pressure and their sleep apnea is by creating this metabolic shift. We're also told that we need to move more, right? To get that caloric deficit, you just need to exercise more. That is a really big myth. We have clients dropping so much weight. You know, most men, 3.5 pounds per week, most women, 2 to 2.5 pounds per week naturally, by just going for a 30-minute brisk walk. And even if you can't do that, you still can drop weight. Exercise is important for mood and stress and sleep. I'm not going to say that you can be sedentary and achieve optimal health. But going to the gym and getting on the elliptical machine and doing all of this cardio is not the answer to weight loss success. So if you think that exercise is your primary weight loss tool, I'm going to bust that myth and let you know that it doesn't have to be that way, and that will actually hold you back. I would say another myth is that we think weight gain is our fault, right? Like it's this lack of discipline or this flaw in our personality, when I would say it has nothing to do with you. It's not a lack of willpower or a flaw. It's all hormonally driven, specifically by the belly fat. So this belly fat, we call it visceral fat. It gets in there for one reason or another, and it grows its own blood vessels, it gets its own oxygen supply, and it starts to secrete its own hormones. So I want you to imagine, if you are carrying this belly fat, it's like a tumor, and all it wants to do is grow. It wants to get fatter and fatter as fast as possible, and it secretes hormones in you that make you crave, that make you so hungry, that limit your hunger and fullness hormones, so you're going to feel more hungry and you're going to feel less full. It is just a beast, and it's working against you. So if you've got belly fat, it slows your metabolism. Weight gain is not your fault. It's all hormonally driven by this. And then I'd say another myth is that it's all about the math, right? You need to eat less, you need to move more, and we don't think about our mindset. I believe that 80% of any change is going to come from the mind. So we have to tackle the mental, emotional, the habit, behavior, the sabotaging thoughts, why we eat the way we eat. For some of us, food addiction. So at PhD Weight Loss, we really focus on each individual as a whole person. And I'd say the mind is the biggest aspect for all of us when it comes to changing our story.
All right, real quick, I want to get one or two tips that people can have going into the holiday season to have some success around their health.
Okay, sure. So number one thing that you can do when you are at a party or at some kind of celebratory festive meal is to design your plate. And when you're designing your plate, you want to make sure that it's protein forward, high quality protein. That's protein that comes from animal sources like chicken or beef or fish or poultry. Those types of protein you want to focus on, because that's going to give your muscles what you need and help you stay full so you don't have cravings and hunger later on. And then I would go into the event choosing beforehand what the plan is. Like, what is the treat going to be? Are you going to be choosing mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, or pumpkin pie? Because metabolically, they're all pretty equal. So go in with a plan. I think there's a saying that if you don't plan, you plan to fail. Go in, enjoy yourself. It's not about restriction, but it's about having standards and sticking to those. And then after that meal is the best time to go for a walk. When you get up and you move your body for about 15 to 20 minutes, it's just going to help to lower your blood sugar level. So it's not, again, about burning calories. It's about stabilizing those hormones. And insulin is one of those main hormones. So we want to get insulin down, and we do that by moving our body after a big meal.
Awesome stuff. Excuse me. Dr. Lucas, thank you. Always great to visit with you. Thank you for what you're doing for folks in our audience, in the upstate, around the country. It's truly amazing in my life and my family. Thanks for the time, and great to hear from you as always.
Thank you so much, and same to you. Happy holidays.
Same to you.